Jaden from Celebrity Lane joins us this morning. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Good to hear your voice and hope all has been well in your world. It's certainly, as always, been a busy one in the world of entertainment. Let's kick it off with this movie that's been winning big at the Actor Awards. And I have spoken about this with our local movie people at the Star Cinema. It's a story about the mass murder in Port Arthur, and it's caused a bit of controversy.
It has, yeah. It actually caused a lot of controversy before it even was made, really, and before anybody actually saw what it was going to entail. And I guess now this week, with all of these awards that it's won at the Actor Awards, it won 8 awards on Wednesday evening, including probably the industry or the Actor Awards anyway, highest sort of honour, best film. It also won like best direction and original screenplay and all of the 4 major acting awards for its 4 main stars. And I guess in a way, it could almost sort of be vindication for the film, a sign perhaps that despite the backlash and the fear that came surrounding that movie before it was even made on and before it even got to the big screen, that perhaps the way that they tackled it was in fact a way that was acceptable and respectful and I guess dignified of everything that has happened down there at Port Arthur. So it certainly got a lot of people talking, and there are still people talking about it today, but you know, the director seems perfectly happy with the way it panned out, and I guess now the industry is happy with that too. But yeah, so that was the big winner at the Actor Awards on Wednesday. And the ABC drama The Newsreader also did quite well on the night as well, picking up multiple awards. And of course, you know, we can't have a big awards show like that and not pay tribute to the greats of the industry. And they did that in their In Memoriam package. And I think that's sort of one thing that we do reasonably well most times anyway. And they did, in fact, of course, pay tribute to Bert Newton, who passed away recently, with Rove McManus stepping in to basically pay tribute to him, summing up his life and the impact that Bert had on him in about 40 seconds or so. So I think they did that really well, and full credit to both them and Rove for doing that on Wednesday evening.
And big Russ Crowe had to get up and say a few things, but I did love that story very quickly of Rebel when she was you know, a young wannabe, went up and asked for an autograph or a photo, and he told her to F off. And then many, many years later, as he's presenting her with an award, he just whispers in her ear, "I thought I told you to F off." It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Typical Rusty.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Grant Denyer, he's had a big win. Big and Grant are not normally two words that are said in the same sentence. He's knee-high to a grasshopper, but he's had a big win against New Idea.
Yes. The magazine basically published some photos of Grant consoling his dance partner that he's been working on Dancing with the Stars, that's set to go to air early next year. And apparently she'd had some personal issues that he was helping her through. And unfortunately for the couple, a paparazzi snapped them together, and New Idea basically used those photos to suggest that Grant was having an affair, which he wasn't. Anybody who knows Grant knows that he's the most devoted husband on the planet. So he and his wife, Shezzy, brought in the lawyers, and they had the full intention of taking them to court and suing them, but they've settled out of court, and New Ideas actually published an apology in their magazine on Monday, admitting that the story was actually false. So a good outcome there for Grant and Shezzy. It probably sets some sort of precedent going forward for other celebrities that are affected in the same way, but unfortunately, the reality is that not everybody can and will go after them, and the magazines know that.
Yes, well, New Idea, often known in circles as No Idea. Fonzie's leather jacket. The outfit has sold off at auction. I would have no idea what sort of money this would fetch, mate, but give us the news.
Yeah, well, it's fetched quite a lot. We're talking just over $105,000.
Holy moly.
This is for... I know, it's a ridiculous sum of money, but it is all for charity, so I guess it's all for a good cause in the end. But yeah, this was the complete Fonzie outfit that he wore on the show. So it's the leather jacket, 2 white T-shirts, and the boots, the whole kit and caboodle, and it sold for just over $105,000 this week. And interestingly enough as well, the motorbike that he rode on Happy Days was also up for auction. That went for just over $300,000 Australian dollars. So a lot of money people are forking out for this memorabilia, but That's usually the case, so it's not really any surprise.
Hey, just finally, tiny bit of useless trivia, but I always thought it was interesting that actually the motorbike he rode wasn't an American motorbike, wasn't a Harley, it was a Triumph. So there you go.
Yeah, that's right. You're pushing me now for the actual year, but yeah, definitely a Triumph. Yeah, interesting fun fact.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, mate, always good to chat. We'll have one more chat before the old fat man with the beard. I'm not talking about my boss. Before he comes around in a couple of weeks.
We will indeed. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Jaden. Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert here on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.